From Spark and Anvil and Temp Check, this is Cove in Chapter 1 of the Temp Check cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cove is a soft, dappled gray heron tween in a chunky moss-green shawl. She likes the sheltered cove at the bend of the harbor, the calm, tucked-away water you can always return to when the open sea gets rough. A boat can leave the cove, have a hard day out on the waves, and come back. That coming back, Cove says, is the whole point of a cove. Right now, she is wading back toward a small figure she'd hurried past earlier, someone whose sad card she hadn't really seen the first time because she'd been busy and rushed. She is coming back to it now. "I think I missed you earlier," she is about to say. "Can we try again?" This is Cove's move, coming back. Check-ins get missed, cards get misread. Someone's busy or distracted or just gets it wrong. Cove teaches that a missed moment is not lost forever. You can return to it. Cove used to believe that a missed moment was gone. If she didn't notice a friend's feeling in the moment, or if she misread it, said the wrong thing, breezed past a hard card, she figured the chance was over, ruined, too late. So she'd carry a small guilty weight around and never do anything about it, which helped exactly no one. The thing that changed her was being on the other side of it. She'd shown her grandfather a lonely card one evening, and he, tired, had just nodded absently and moved on. She'd felt unseen and folded it away. But the next morning, he found her and said, "I don't think I really heard you last night. Can we try again? Show me the card." And the strange thing was, it worked. The do-over didn't feel like leftovers. It felt better, almost, because now she knew he cared enough to come back. The missed moment hadn't been the end. It had just been the part before the cove. Reflection. Has anyone ever come back to you later and said, "I don't think I really heard you earlier"? How did that feel?
Cove came to the Temp Check Academy at 21, unhurried as still water. Pulse, the calm, heart-shaped mascot, met her at the bend and asked, "What is coming back?" Cove folded her long wings. "It's returning to a check-in you missed," she said. "Maybe you were busy and rushed past someone's card. Maybe you misread it. That happens to everybody. Coming back means going to them later and saying, 'I think I missed you earlier. Can we try again?' The missed moment isn't lost. You can always return to the cove." Pulse asked, "And if it feels too late?" "It's almost never too late," Cove said. "Coming back a day later still says you matter to me. Sometimes it says it even louder." Pulse said, "You are appointed," and the cove water rippled and settled.
In her classroom, which looks out over the calm bend of the harbor, Cove begins each first lesson by wading out and then deliberately wading back, showing the shape of a return. "I'm Cove," she says. "The deeper move is coming back. We all miss check-ins. We get busy. We misread a card. We say the wrong thing. The skill isn't never missing. The skill is returning." She teaches the coming back words, soft as shawl wool. "I don't think I really heard you earlier. Can we try again?" "I got your card wrong before. What was it actually?" "I was rushing this morning. I want to do our check-in properly now." "You're not confessing a crime," she says. "You're showing someone they matter enough to come back for. A do-over isn't second best. Often, it lands deeper than getting it right the first time." She names the inside part honestly. When you realize you missed someone, there's this little drop in your chest, a flicker of, "Oh no, I wasn't there for them." That flicker isn't shame to hide from. It's a signal. Go back. Let it turn you around toward the cove, not away from it. And she holds the edge gently. Coming back works for the everyday misses, the rushed mornings, the misread cards. If what got missed was something big and unsafe, coming back also means bringing a trusted grown-up into it. Some boats need the whole harbor, not just a quiet cove.
At the end of every first lesson, Cove does the return for real. She picks a student she'd greeted a little too quickly at the start of class, Wade Zelver, and says, "I think I rushed past you when you came in. Can we do our check now, properly?" And she waits, fully there this time. The student, more often than not, brightens with surprise. That brightening is what Cove wants them to carry, and the feeling it leaves in her. When she comes back and the other person realizes she returned on purpose, for them, the guilty little drop in her chest is replaced by something warm and mended. The relief of a repaired thread. The quiet gladness of, "I didn't leave it broken." "That's the feeling," she tells them, settling her shawl. "Not, I never missed anyone. Just, I missed you, and I came back, and now we're okay. You can always come back to the Cove. It's always there. That's what makes it a Cove."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cove. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.